This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Golly, how you doing? Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Don't tell anybody, but I actually worked out this morning.
Yeah.
You what?
I worked out this morning. I was put through my paces. Manny, stop giggling. I can hear that all the way from here. Did you hear him giggling, Todd?
What?
Wow. Like a little schoolgirl there for crying out loud.
It was not from Minneapolis, huh?
Yeah, I did. That's
was
how far
away. All the way from Burnsville. It was not the most likely thing to come out of your mouth first thing and what's in your mind.
I understand. It's
my money
year.
Is on Meryl Streep or something like that.
She's number two on the list, trust me. She's right there. Mostly because while I was working out, I had to be subjected to news at the top of the hour telling me things she said that I don't care that she said. Why do we care? For crying out loud. You know,
well,
why
is everybody placing such an importance in Hollywood people? I mean, you want to speak, but I mean, why are they so important?
I don't know. And to me, a Hollywood actor, Hollywood actress, professors, that would be another category. They're outliers. They're so, they're so far out of the mainstream. They're entitled to their opinion. It's America. I don't care. But if you're an actor, act. If you're a college professor, you know, just teach the courses you're supposed to teach and don't. What is it? I saw a stat last week that 80-some percent are just extreme, you know, left liberals. And you think, wow. And these are the people teaching our children, right? So to me, they're outliers. They really, with their opinions are fine in their own little crowd, but don't represent the mainstream. They're nowhere near the mainstream of public opinion. They're very, very, you know, right, whatever.
I've lost my mind sometime earlier this year, so.
Stuff like that.
Meryl Streep said she lost her mind sometime earlier this year?
Yeah, she lost her voice and she lost her mind.
Well, that explains everything. Yeah, that's better. Yeah, so did I, because I was working out, remember? So I've totally
lost. Yeah, what's that about?
So you know Giving Hearts Day, right?
Right.
Giving Hearts Day is this wonderful event that happens this year on February 9th.
One month from today.
Exactly. The Impact Give Back Foundation does this wonderful thing, and they raise money for charities in North Dakota and Minnesota. And what I like about it is, they don't say, hey, come to our website and give to us. They say, come to our website and pick a charity you like and whatever you like. I mean, I want to do something for kids. Okay, go find all the charities that are doing something for kids. And the Impact Give Back Foundation and the Dakota Medical Foundation, they train these nonprofits so that when they take, you know, money from people that have a lot of money to give, like, say, the Mitchells. So Todd gives $1 million. And they
make
sure the vast majority of that $1 million goes to the causes that you care about, not, you know, somebody to sit in a corner office in a big giant building and, you know, all these other things. So they really do good work. So anyway, they started this charity challenge for Giving Hearts Day, where a bunch of folks pair up, and then you get everything measured, your body fat and your weight and your all kinds of stuff, and then you get points for sending in every day what you're eating. And so I signed up. I'm in. So anyway, and I haven't worked out at all, you know, a long, long time, long, long time. I won't bore you with all the details, but anyway, I don't need to. I really don't have to work to lose weight anymore. I just kind of stay about, you know, the 210 to 220. That's the only drama. Oh, it's 211 today. Oh, it's 218. Better pare back a little. It doesn't ever move. So, but I also, you know, don't have much in the way of muscle mass. I could build up a little bit. So I'm gonna try to buff up like Manny. I'm on it, Manny. I'm doing it. I'm on the job. Yeah, exactly right. So anyway,
hey, we'll I lost 9.4 pounds in the last 7 days. So I'm on a thing too.
I'll try it for a month, and then let's compare notes in a month, and then you can tell me whether give it up. There's no use, or hey, you're onto something, and then maybe keep it going for 2017. Does that sound like a plan?
Yes.
And speaking of Giving Hearts Day, we're going to talk with Shelley Bull today. She is the grants coordinator for Domestic Violence Crisis Center up in Minot. And they are one of the charities you can support. All right. So we're going to give a number of these charities a chance to make a pitch to us about what they're doing and talk about the services they provide, how long they've been doing it in Minot, and how Giving Hearts really has helped them, Giving Hearts Day. So looking forward to that. Top of next hour, one of our Legislature Today segments with Jerry Klein, the Assistant Majority Leader, Senator from Fessenden, talk about the week that was and the week ahead and some of his key priorities for the session. Chris Berg will be here to talk some hot topics, including Meryl Streep. And then we're going to talk with the Regional Press Secretary for the Presidential Inaugural Committee and talk about what you need to know about the inaugural, okay? So all that coming up today on What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennen. Time the Radio God Mitchell is here. We got Manny and Rev keeping us on time. Calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Chris Carlson wants a shout-out. If you want one of those, you can just send us a text, and we're happy to do it. 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503 on the text, okay? And you can also text me if you like, 701-367-2054. And email's always welcome, too. That is studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Where's my phone? I got to share a text I got this weekend from Earl Pomeroy. Remember Earl Pomeroy, the former congressman from North Dakota? He was part of that lock the Democrats had for a lot of years on the congressional seats. He and Ken Conrad and those, where is that? I thought it was an email. It's not showing up in my email. It's not showing up in my text. Remind me to do this, Todd. So it was kind of cute. So I found a listener sent a text and said, you may not remember this, but I called into the radio program one day and told you about my son who was having a problem. You told me to get a hold of Congressman Earl Pomeroy. I did, and, you know, here's what happened, and kind of went through the whole story. So this had been many, many years ago. So I got it, you know, recently, and I forwarded it on to Earl. Well, I sent it to his wrong telephone number, and I just found that out, so I sent it again. And he sent a nice note back I was going to share. You know, those are the kind of stories we love. If in some way we've helped you, or if you're in need of help, don't be afraid to just say, hey, you know, what would you do about this? Remember that caller one day? It was the day of the Boston Marathon shooting, Todd. And, I mean, we were all hands on deck on the Boston Marathon and connections to 9/11 and terrorism and what does this mean and everything else. And a woman called us from, I forget where, but she might have been around Columbus or Powers Lake or somewhere up in that neck of the woods, Crosby maybe. And she had ants in her kitchen. Do you remember the poor lady with ants in her kitchen?
I do remember that.
Yeah, and she was pretty distraught over the ants in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it taught me actually a good lesson, and I've gotten many of those behind the microphone over the years on What's on Your Mind and other programs that I've hosted, that, you know, what is important to you isn't necessarily what's important to somebody else. So to us that day, much of America was talking about the Boston bombing, but to her, really what mattered was those ants in the kitchen. And we had literally hundreds of suggestions on how she could rid herself of those ants in the kitchen that poured in. And we had her on the show the next day and shared some of those great remedies. See, so if whether it is Meryl Streep that really has you hot today, like me, or whether it's ants in your kitchen, don't ever hesitate. Or there's ways we can connect you to help. So long way of telling you that. 800-228-0550. Let's start in Valley City today, and then we're going to go to Bismarck. Gene is there. And Gene, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Scott. Did I hear on the news this morning that it is National Law Enforcement Day or something?
Was it today? I know
yes, Governor Dayton in Minnesota declared that. Yeah.
Oh, he did in Minnesota. I was going to say it might be a state deal. Yeah, I'd heard something about it last week, but to me, every day is National Law Enforcement Day, right?
Of course.
Yeah, amen. Scott, we had an accident by here last night, west of Valley City. Our rescue squad and fire department went speeding by here at a high rate of speed to try to save someone's life.
That woman from Max, right?
Exactly.
Okay, yep.
We had an inch of rain on Christmas Eve day. And these roads are still ice. So these guys are risking their lives. Now, the next place I want to go is the 80-mile-an-hour speed limit. Scott, when you're driving 94, do you see where cars have gone through the meridian? Do you make note of that?
Yeah, on occasion. I mean, it's thankfully quite rare, but you can, you know.
Correction, I disagree. It's not rare at all.
Now, what are you talking about? You're talking about where you've seen there has been an accident and somebody had gone through the...
Not necessarily an accident. I make special note of it. I'm always telling my wife, there's one. There's another one. There's another one.
I want to make sure I know what we're talking about here. Are you talking about somebody that's backbound? And they go down in the ditch and then come out on eastbound? Is that what you mean?
Yes, either direction.
Okay, yeah, right.
But there's a lot of them.
Oh, I agree with that.
That's sort of like something. Well, I don't know what it is. I still am not completely clear if it's somebody you're talking about going completely into the other lane, the other way, or if it's just somebody going into the ditch. Hang on, we'll finish this on the other side of the break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Scott Hillen here to save you money with my friends at Titan Outlet Store. A 2012 John Deere 9360R tractor, 2,445 hours, 360 horsepower. It's a beauty. Luxury cab. And guess what? 100% money back guarantee. That's right. There's guaranteed iron at outlet prices. And here is the best part. Take 11% off your best price right now. Take 11% off your best price. Call them. 218-233-3700. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Us in this room really belong to the most vilified segments in American society right now. Think about it. Hollywood, foreigners, and the press.
Oh, poor baby. This is Meryl Streep, by the way, the Golden Globes. Hollywood, what else was there? The press, foreigners. Yeah, okay. So let's... I want to know what you think of that. Is Hollywood the most vilified? Foreigners? The press? Are they? Is her little wine fest there appropriate? She also went on to mock Donald Trump for something that wasn't true at last night's Golden Globes. I want your take on that today, too, at 800-228-0550. We're brought to you by North Dakota Oil Can. If you go now to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, you'll find a wealth of information. Did you know the oil and gas industry is one of the largest single basic sector industries in our state? More than $43 billion goes into North Dakota's economy. 81,000 jobs in 2013, according to a North Dakota State University study. The economic impact of that, of course, permeates into nearly every industry in North Dakota, from agriculture to professional and social services, too. They have impact across many sectors. Great information like that, though. Find out more about economy, jobs, career, energy security, tax revenues, and much more. Some wonderful videos that are fun to watch, too, that really inform you on all the things that petroleum products are used in. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Okay, so back to Gene in Valley City, who's saying, have I ever noticed how many cars go into the median? And my question was, like, okay, go into the ditch, basically? Is that what you're saying, or actually go to the opposite lane of traffic?
All the way through into the opposite lane of the traffic.
All right, that's what I would call rare. You say it's not rare. But anyway, your point is what?
The point is, I do not want to see an 80-mile-an-hour speed limit on our interstates.
Everybody's going 80 now anyway. I shouldn't say everybody. A lot of people are going 80.
We drive 94 quite a bit.
Okay.
And we find that we have to drive 80 or we get run over.
Precisely. So my point is, they're already going 80. Is your fear if it goes to 80, they're going to go 90?
They're going to go considerably over 80, and these tracks that you see going through the interstate or the meridian are going to increase, and they are going to be deadly.
Yeah, and of course, this is going to be an interesting discussion because law enforcement is not in favor of this change. They don't want it up. By the way, my quick read when we talked about it last week, truckers don't seem to be in favor of it. Many of them are you know, required to go at a speed closer to the speed limit, sometimes under. So, this will be interesting to follow. How about this, Gene? We'll get a debate going and get some law enforcement folks and some others on the other side and keep following this, okay?
Yep. Thanks for taking my call, Scott.
Why don't I hear any cows? Kind of quiet? I mean, they're all hungry?
Scott, I haven't even made it out of the house yet. And I was trying to have a good day, but you started with, you played Meryl Streep, and I'm going to have a bad day the rest of the day now.
See, don't let Meryl Streep rob your joy. That would be my advice to you.
Amen.
You're going to go see some of the coolest animals on the planet Earth and get to hang out with them this morning. And I would just go have nothing but joy. I wish I could switch spots with you. You could do the show and I could feed cows. I'd give anything right now to do that. Anything.
I'll do it. We'll do it.
Let's do it. That would have been my workout. See, I could have been running around with the cows. I love it. All right.
Yep.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate the call and smile. Don't let anybody ever rob your joy.
Amen.
No, you can't. If you do, you really are going to walk around just a sourpuss all day long. Especially
why do we
Meryl
place
Street?
Such an importance on Hollywood in the first place?
Yeah, they're goofy.
Why?
I don't know.
Actors.
Well,
think back to Tom Cruise, good actor in many of the roles he's played. That doesn't mean in real life he plays everything good in real life too. Not automatically.
I could go down a whole rabbit trail right now because there is a whole debate here. For instance, the Dakota Access Pipeline. A lot of the professional protesters, the eco-terrorists, they thrive on the attention because it helps them spread their misinformation. So same thing there. I mean, to me, okay, factually covered as a news story, but outside of that, I mean, don't give them the hype they seek. You know, same thing with these Hollywood crazies. I don't know. We got to think about that. Wayne in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, my birthplace, pretty special place.
Good morning. Oh, this is your birthplace.
Yeah. Yes, McKinnon Hospital, 1964. How are you today?
Well, I'm a little disturbed on your conversation all the way around. I've got six grandchildren, and they're very important to me. When you talk about these movie stars and how they're trying to influence us what gave them the right to go out and the movies they put out, and then they turn around and tell us how we're doing the right and the wrong things out here in the Midwest. And when you talked about that pipeline a while ago, I did have an idea how they could have shut that down a little bit quicker. We have hog farms down here in South Dakota, and they have liquid manure at those hog farms. Now, as far as I know, the Corps engineers should be fertilizing that ground in that area every so often. And I would imagine they should fertilize it with some liquid pig manure, and probably would cut back on some of their trespassers.
Can you imagine? I mean, for crying out loud, they put out a fire that the protesters started, and that turned into a claim that they were using water cannons against them, right? And by the way, people did get wet. They did get wet, and I'm not kidding you. This is a true story. Also, it was water cannons, and to the point where I remember calling Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor at the time, and saying, would they really use, like, water cannons? He said, those are fire hoses, and they're putting out the fires they started. And you go, oh, my gosh, how did they even get sucked into that? And by the way, anybody in the stream of that water that did get wet, because they were used later to push the crowd back, could have easily gotten out of the water spray by doing one simple thing. Stop breaking the law. Back up like they were asking them to do. So, yeah, I can't even imagine if they've done the liquid
water thing. Another thing quickly I'd like to say is thank you to all the police officers, the sheriff's department, and all these people that put their life on the line to protect us every day. The conservation officers. I mean, all these people have volunteered to put their life on the line because they believe it's the right thing to do. And now I hear about the deal out there in Chicago. If people don't believe in these people doing their job and they're going to go against them all the time, would you want to go out there and try to protect those people? Because they don't respect what those people are doing.
Yeah, interesting point.
Another comment, though, I would like to say one other thing. Thank you to all the teachers that are teaching my grandchildren and my children. I know in North Dakota and South Dakota, we don't always say enough about them. And any of us that are grandparents that have the time, I got to volunteer for a little while in the kindergarten class. They need our help. We've got a lot of knowledge. We've got a lot of time on our hands. Volunteer for an hour or two a day or an hour or two a week and give up some of your time. If you've got the knowledge and the ability to do it, give some of that time back to these grandchildren or children or other people. So,
All good points, Wayne. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A little gratitude from Sioux Falls, South Dakota today for the teachers and our law enforcement folks who put themselves in harm's way. Always appropriate. Every day is a gratitude day. Should be, anyway. Don and Biz might get you in here. Jamie and Fargo wants to talk a little bit about oil. Anything else on your mind? 800-228-0550. Meryl Streep says Hollywood's vilified. Do you think they're vilified? You buy that? How about foreigners? Are they vilified too? The media, are they all vilified? Do you think that's an accurate statement? You tell me, coming up.
Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Marie and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Outsiders and foreigners. And if we kick them all out, you'll have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which are not the arts.
Who has heard anywhere? This is the favorite trick of lefties on the political side, of Hollywood types, of critics in general. And Obama, by the way, did this to a craft the last 8 years. You construct a straw man. So she goes through this list of all these actors that are really good, that are from everywhere else, right? All these places everywhere. Then she says something, you kick them out, all you're going to have to watch. Nobody said anybody was going to get kicked out. You know, I told you the little exercise I did that informed my opinion that Donald Trump was going to win the presidency. And it was the weekend before the election. I'm down at the Mall of America, and I wear a Make America Great hat again and a Trump for President t-shirt, Trump Pence t-shirt, with my daughter shopping there. We were down there for Sue Gopher Hockey, and she wanted to shop a little. And I said, if I have to do that, at least I can wear this and have some entertainment talking to people. And
Fighting Hawks? Those
yeah,
guys?
UND in Minnesota, yeah.
I didn't so
we're down there, and the vast majority of people actually came up and gave me a high five and fist bump and, you know, thumbs up and very excited. Three people, looked at me a little sideways. And a group of children that were clearly, probably refugees or I don't know. They were Muslim. A few were Somali. A few were, they had the burqas and the whole thing, and they were students, okay? And they actually were fun, but they kind of, when we first encountered them, we were in the Apple Store, in the Mall of America, and about eight of them surround me in this t-shirt and hat, and, you're going to vote for a guy who's going to kick us out of the country? He wants to deport us. Why would you do that? My daughter, who's 13, our youngest daughter, is looking at me like, Dad, what are you doing wearing that stupid hat? And anyway, I said, nobody's getting kicked out of anywhere. If you don't break the law, you have nothing to worry about. If you're here legally, you have nothing to worry about. Same thing with these Hollywood actors. So don't give me some, he's going to kick everybody out. It's crazy. I mean, ask Andrea Merkel in Germany if it's a good idea just to say, bring them all in and we'll figure it out later. No, it is not. You can't do that. So nobody's going anywhere if they are here legally. And if anybody thinks that's a bad idea, they don't think much of the rule of law. I mean, that's my take on it. Anyway, welcome yours, 800-228-0550, on What's on Your Mind. Let's see here. Don in Bismarck. What's on your mind, sir?
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you.
Oh, okay. Before I start, I want to point out that in 1948, when it came time to join the UN, Senator Langer had it right. And he voted against it. And his comment, I feel from the bottom of my heart, this will be in perpetual war. Anyway, the reason I'm calling today is the United Nations has a project called Agenda 21. And what this foreign power will do is reach across our border and manage our lives. There is an organized effort to undo this Agenda 21 by a guy named Tom DeWeese. And gosh, I hope you interview the man. He runs a thing called the American Policy Center. But Tom DeWeese, I hope you interview the man. And I guess that's all I got. Thank you.
Hey, Rev, did you hear that? All right, so Tom DeWeese, American Policy Center, we will track him down, and I very much appreciate suggestions on guests. We get calls on Agenda 21 from time to time. I am familiar with it. I've read oodles of documents about it. My take is reason number 1,157,000 that I'm glad Donald Trump got elected is because crazy ideas like that have a lot less of a chance when you have someone like Donald Trump that's not going to go along and support ratifying treaties that the U.N. thinks up. In fact, I hope he thinks strongly about telling the U.N. to pack it in and go somewhere else, and it's outlived its effectiveness if it ever had any. But I totally agree with Senator Langer, and we will, at a minimum, get Tom DeWeiss on to find out if, any of the things they intended to do will have a lot less of a chance of getting anywhere near the United States of America's shores with a Republican president like Donald Trump. So thanks for the call, Donald. Appreciate it very much. Let's talk some oil with Jamie and Fargo. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to let you guys know that my grandfather has a mineral deed on Township 156 North, Range 95 West, Section 13, Northwest Quarter. He hasn't been paid a dime, and the Moe family doesn't own the rights to that. My grandpa has since 1953. Let's say there's a little conspiracy going on there. I could be wrong, but...
You lost me on
the oil industry is.
Wait a minute here, though. You're saying they're paying somebody. They're just not paying, in your
exactly.
mind, the right
they're
person.
Not paying my family. That needs to be paid.
But that isn't a dispute with the oil company. The oil company is going to pay the person the court, the courthouse says.
It's never been probated since 1953. My grandpa's owned these rights, and it's called appurtenance. It means any mineral connected to his mineral, which is like the epicenter of an earthquake, basically. It's called a mineral deed. Everybody else has mineral rights. My grandpa has a mineral deed that people need to be aware of. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Sounds like I'd get an attorney, though. But what I'm saying is I wouldn't put it on the oil company, Jamie. I would just go get an attorney that does that, and there are many, and say, hey, what's going on here? Why aren't we getting paid when you know, there's disputes like that pop up all the time. We can make a note of that one as well, and just the deed difference, at least, with Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources. Thank you. Let's see here. Robert Kilbeer is next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. I haven't even looked at my phone. Found you're going to...
Yes, this is Robert from Kildare. Have you seen the picture? Seen the picture of Michelle Obama?
The picture of Michelle Obama, which one?
The one that she's holding up a sign saying, I'm being replaced by an immigrant. So maybe immigrants are being persecuted and having a hard time.
Yeah, I remember that whole episode. I don't know that she did it. I think that might have been photoshopped, but
it was a meme, I believe.
Say that again.
I wonder if the protesters are wishing there was a little more global warming going on about now.
Well, you know, I saw a couple of videos over the weekend with some of the prime agitators down there, the eco-terrorists, kind of the ringleaders, and they're all singing a little kumbaya on needing to clear out the camp, which I consider a positive, right? I mean, because...
Oh, yeah, that is.
I was concerned. To me, it's so obvious. There is an element in this whole thing that truly... You know, almost like worships the earth, right? They have this. They're about the earth. So if they're going to be pure to that view of this being about the earth, then clearly you can't let all this garbage go into the river, right? I mean, it is by any normal standard an ecological disaster. So, I didn't know if they were going to be reasonable about doing that. And of course, where they go all has to be determined. There'll be some news on that this week, I think, I was glad to hear some of the folks talking about that. So stay tuned on that one. They're going to clear her out. Thank you, Robert.
Sounds good. Thank you. You're doing a great job. We appreciate your comments.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's see here. So text, I mentioned earlier I hadn't been checking the phone here. Everyone is going 80 now at least. The real danger is these people doing 65 or less, says one of the texters. Scott, you're wrong. HP, Highway Patrol, has no stance involving meridians. That'd be nice. Truckers don't want the limit increase because most trucks are governed. With surrounding traffic going even faster, trucks become hazardous roadblocks. Truckers don't want the limit increased because most trucks are governed. With surrounding traffic going even faster, trucks become hazardous roadblocks. I think that's, you know, a fair concern, isn't it? You know, trying to keep that there. Hannon could get a good workout this spring helping Scott Bachmeyer fix fence. Todd, now you've been promising to do that a long time, but I think we got to get in Scott Bachmeyer-like shape first, and then we'll fix fence this spring. So
I'm working on the weight loss already, so maybe by the spring we can have that conversation. Maybe by spring you'll be able to actually get to the fence to fix it.
There you go. It'll be
snow.
We'll keep going on our Spartan training program, and we will make good on our offer to help fix fence with Scott and do a show out there. Is that what we're saying, Todd?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Another He's got fiber optic out there, so, I mean, we've got broadband out there.
Right, exactly. Another texter, the last thing I need is a lecture on values from Hollywood or Washington, D.C.
Amen.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Give me a break. I mean, my gosh. And get your facts straight, too. You know, I mean, she talked about media being vilified. She's talking about Hollywood being vilified. She's talking about foreigners being vilified. First of all, let's go down that list. Why is Hollywood vilified? Because they're a bunch of out-of-touch, crazy liberals who, you know, yes, can act, but think they need to opine on, you know, how to save the world and the earth and everything else. Just stick to your lane. And don't use your platform and your Hollywood status to think you're an expert on stuff. That's why you're vilified. Because your values are out of touch with the vast majority of Americans. Left and right, I would add.
Well, how about do that if you're going to get the pulpit? Do it on your own time, not the Golden Globes or some other event. We're not watching the Golden Globes to find out about politics. I thought I was watching the wrong channel.
Same thing on the media. The media is vilified because, folks, I'm telling you what. I don't care what your political opinion is. If you did a fair analysis of media coverage, just take the last 6 months of the presidential race. A fair analysis, you would not in any way say they were sharing reality. They had no clue. They couldn't have been more wrong. I'll do one with a regional reference. If we would go back day one, 152 days ago on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, when it started, that's how long we've been covering this. And you said, okay, here's the law enforcement, you know, 360 degree view, right? This is they've got an aerial shot of what's going on. They've got, facts on what's going on, arrest records, you know, reports on what the law enforcement officers are encountering, the data, if you will, okay, the readout, all 152 days. And then go see what was on social media, on the evening news, on K-Fire TV, which many times was like happy talk, for crying out loud. Happy talk. I think because some, you know, a newbie reporter goes down there afraid of their own shadow, stick a mic in somebody's, save the water, tell me what I need to know. You know, I mean, no objective investigative reporting digging in what's going on. You're just sending Lauren Donovan from the Bismarck Tribune out, whose sister is protesting and expecting her to objectively report. And once you get a story about, oh, they brought this, peace pipe in from somewhere, and isn't this the peaches and cream, and the kids are having a great time. It's an illegal protest. And they wonder why they have a bad name. The truth is nowhere to be found in either entity. They own this reputation.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice and savings at the pump every day. Head on into the store and take advantage of some great specials all month long. Godiva chocolate bars, I can't say no, 89 cents each. King size Milky Way, Snickers, Twix, and M&M's, 89 cents each. The Kellogg's protein bars, $1.09 each. And the Deli Express smoked ham, cheese, chuck wagon, chicken, and Swiss, $1.99 each. Great sandwiches. And, of course, all day, every day, the PetroServe USA famous special, four items for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two cookies. Those great homemade cookies at PetroServe USA. Four items for $4 all day, every day. The best buys in apparel anywhere and so much more. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Find them in Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, too, Dilworth, Bemidji, up to Grafton, and Valley, Darien, Grand Forks, East Grand Forks is part of the PetroServe USA family, too, now.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Winter months have the most crashes and pose unique safety risks and hazards for drivers. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Levin, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, giving tips to keep you safe this winter season.
It's surprising how many cars you'll see during a period of blowing snow or fog, just any type of limited visibility where they're driving without headlights. And so I think that's probably the two things people can do to protect themselves. Slow down and make yourself more visible to the other drivers on the roadway. Be careful. Slow down. If you don't have to drive during adverse weather, stay home. Nobody's life is worth getting someplace. So just monitor what's going on with the weather and follow that speed limit.
For more winter driving safety tips, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community. That's ndsc.org.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Christians and conservatives are vilified. Poor old Hollywood people. You know, they should get some crop duster planes, load them with the liquid fertilizer, and drop it on the pipeline protesters. Have a good day.
Poor Hollywood.
Yeah, there you go. I appreciate the call, but you're exactly right. Christians, my gosh, I could every day come up with some example of persecutions like you can't believe. That's vilified. And, you know, worldwide, you can't even believe some of the things that go on. And these Hollywood types that claim to be, you know, concerned for everybody anywhere. Well, you don't ever hear about that from them. That's my point. This is all on them. 100%. and then making things up. Now, by the way, Donald Trump, have you seen his tweets? He's got some classics on this, and we're going to talk about that with Chris Berg coming up a little bit next hour. He punches back. I happen to like it. I don't know if you do. We also had a listener send us a note about, one of our ACE research fellows here tells me that the National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day is today. Okay? So this isn't just a Minnesota thing. I think what Dayton was doing that, but today is the day. All right? So today, every year, the National Concerns of Police Survivors encourages everyone to show support for the more than 900,000 law enforcement officers in America. National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day lead, a way to show the men and women in blue how much we value them. All right, so there we got the scoop on that. Fantastic. And a great, great day. All right, let's see here who has been waiting the longest. It looks like Bob in Fergus Falls. What's on your mind, Bob?
Hey, Scott. I always love your program. So what I'm about to say, maybe. Anyway, how much time do you think is spent on each hour of your program? In commercial, what percentage in commercials, what percentage in response to things like Hollywood and all that stuff, and what percentage is spent on like innovations and things that are really uplifting and that? Have you ever broke it down to
kind of lost me, you lost me on the innovation side, but as far as commercials, the content, and the content would be news and weather and, us talking on the program here and taking your calls versus a commercial. It's about the same, as most other talk shows. That's kind of a competitive thing. So you don't want a competitor having way more content and less commercial. So that's all about in the same realm. Now, when you say innovation, are you talking about when we do content, how we do something a little different? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, hear or talk about ideas that are beneficial to the state or locally or whatever, uplifting things versus in just all this time in response to like Hollywood types and whatever.
I think I see where you're going there. I don't have a lot of time now to talk about it, but I'd love to talk more about it at some point and encourage you to call back. I mean, we generally talk about what people are talking about. Right. And today, a lot of people are talking about Meryl Streep. Now, if you don't want it, that's the great thing about this show. You can call and talk about anything. But, how do we decide what we're going to talk about? It's sort of just what's in the news, what's going on, what people are talking about. But this show is called What's on Your Mind. So call again, Bob. Appreciate it. I got to get to Shelley Bowl. Shelley is the grants coordinator for Domestic Violence Crisis Center in Minot. And I told you earlier that Giving Hearts Day is the 9th of February. And this is the most generous day of the year. And in this part of the world, and the good folks at Impact Give Back Foundation have done a great job identifying charities in need that do really good work. And Shelley has one of them. Shelley, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about the Domestic Violence Crisis Center and the services you provide.
Domestic Violence Crisis Center provides services, support, and emergency shelter to victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking and human trafficking in four counties in North Central North Dakota.
And how long have you been at this, Shelley?
We have been here 39 years.
39 years in Minot. And over that time, has this problem gotten worse, better? I mean, is it manageable? What? Give me a sense of what kind of a caseload that you're dealing with.
Of course, our numbers go up each and every year with the oil boom here in North Dakota. It went up drastically the last few years, along with numbers going up. The type of services that the victims need has changed, so the need for our growth continues each year to expand on those services.
And you're the grants coordinator, so obviously you see that need, you see that caseload, and you need more and more help from folks. Tell us a little bit about Giving Hearts Day and how that's helped you.
Giving Hearts Day is phenomenal here. We've only participated in it 3 years, and it's grown exponentially each year. The money that we raise on Giving Hearts Day allows us to provide those services to these victims and children that need our help here in this community.
There is a new fun little thing they're doing on social media, hashtag GoMatchyMatchy, where you find a friend or two and have them match up. That's part of the reason I ended up doing this little fitness challenge, because we're out finding folks that haven't donated before, and then you have a little contest, and then you donate. So maybe if you are a big supporter of the Domestic Violence Crisis Center's work in Minot, for Shelley, find somebody else that is, and pair up and find out more at impactgiveback.org. That's the website. How can folks find out more about what you're doing, Shelley?
They can come go to our website at courageforchange.org. And I wanted to stress that each $10 that is donated is matched for all.
Every $10 matched. And yeah. Tell me the website one more time.
Courage for Change. That's the number 4.
Courage for Change, the number 4.com. Sounds good. Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you very much. You have an awesome day.
You too.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables. And Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen cut. Customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits. And it's a free consultation. And one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make health care reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower health care costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Listening to GCS.